Live from the River Cam.
The River Cam.
The biggest inter-college event of Easter term.
Here on Cam FM.
31 colleges, 4 days.
Who will claim head of the river?
Cam FM presents May Bumps 2015.
But we just heard the 1 minute cannon there, and it looks like they're all going to be pushed out in a second. I can see 3 or 4 boats lining up. It should be an exciting race. We've got a lot of things. My college, Robinson, are rowing in this one. They've had a good year last year, so I'm hoping to see them do well today. A little college bias there. And I can see St. Catharines just down the river from me, which they're getting lined up. And, yeah, I can see only one of the boats is being pushed out. They're not going out yet. So it's just waiting for them.
So they're having a chill start.
I think so.
Yes, so this is the entry position. The boats are getting ready just to go out and start. We're waiting for the starting cannon. This should be a really interesting division. The higher boats, we're getting into a lot of second boats, which means that the rowing should have increased in quality a little bit, that it's less about having a few laughs with some mates in a beer boat and more about actually doing serious rowing. And I believe that is a start cannon. So over to Doug, who's down at the start for us.
Yeah, that's a start cannon. They're coming off. It looks like St. Catharines have got off to a bit of a slow start, being caught by Pembroke, but they seem to be gaining speed now. I can see, yes, this is St. Catharines just coming past me. Yeah, they actually seem to be steaming along. Pembroke just after them, maintaining a steady gap between Emma and Claire also look like. Claire looked like they're going off a bit to the side. Loud whistle there. They have, I can see, Selwyn look like they might be catching up with Peterhouse. Just a bit further down. It looks like they're all bunching up a bit further down the river. I can't see them yet. They'll be coming past me in a minute. It looks like, just as they come out of my view, it looks like Pembroke are catching up with St. Catharines. So when that comes around, that might be something interesting. There's a large gap between Claire and Peterhouse now, which as they just go past. And Lady Margaret are catching fast on Selwyn. And there's a gap between Lady Margaret and the first and thirds. First and thirds look like they're being caught up by Robinson. Is there anything going on with you, Beth?
Thank you, Doug. I can just see the first cruise coming around the corner, and you're right. Pembroke are looking like they're chasing some cats very, very hard. I don't think there's overlap from where I can see, but there are different lines being taken there. Pembroke took a much tighter line around first post corner, so St. Cats may have lost that. In fact, I think there's about
to be
bumps. There are bounds, there are wheels. Yes, there has been a bump between St. Cats and Pembroke as they pull in. Doug, what can you see further up?
I just saw Lady Margaret look like they're about to bump Selwyn just past me. And again, Robinson are just about to, they're right on the tail of the first and thirds. Coming past me, back to Beth, we'll go back to Beth.
Okay, so as Pembroke and St. Cats were trying to clear the river, Emma was getting caught up a little bit behind, and there is a very small gap between Emma and Claire. Claire essentially are going to get contact, going around Graffiti if they can keep this up. But the Emma Cops taking a good tight line, not letting this go away. There's a couple of feet in it for Claire and MRM2, and I think it's a matter of time as to when the Cops is going to concede. But different lines being taken. Emma took a much tighter line than Claire around there. Claire going very, very wide, going out of grassy corner, going to take a bit of effort. But further behind, I can see I've got Peterhouse coming past me, and then Selwyn and Lady Margaret have pulled in. So I'm going to call that Lady Margaret have bumped up onto Selwyn, and behind them, I think first and third are pulling in. So I'm assuming that Robinson have bumped up on first and third, but I can't quite see. I'll figure that out. And behind, hang on, behind them, there's been another bump. I think Trinity Hall have been bumped by Church. From where I'm standing, I can see the Churchill's bright pink. But, Doug, what can you see?
Well, just they never even got to me, but Queens look as if they've bumped Girton just down the river. And at the very back, Clare Hall have got a nice gap on Jesus. But it looks like King's M2 are maintaining or staying just behind Jesus M3. So maybe they'll be able to bump again and move over from the sandwich. We'll have to see as they're going past me now. So back to Beth.
So just to run you down over what's happened there, we've had some between Maggie and Selwyn, Robinson,
Daisy,
Trinity and Churchill, Queens and Girton. Daisy, what's happening further up the river?
So right in front of me, we have Emma being chased really, really closely by Claire. There's an overlap. You can hear the bell, possibly. Looks like any moment around the corner, there's going to be a bump. Just see the Cops steer in as they go around the corner, but they're so close. The bells are going, the bank party is shouting, and I honestly think within moments there's going to be a bump. Just waiting for the Cops to concede now as they go around a different corner. I'm losing sight of them, but yeah, they've just conceded, just been a bump, Claire M2 on Emmanuel M2. So Peterhouse are rowing past now. They look set for a nice row over. Can't see anyone for a long way because we've had potentially four bumps below that. So now we've just got to wait to see. Back to Beth. Okay, so yes, we have had four bumps in the middle. So that's a bump between Emma M2 and Claire M2 at the start. We are having some biking carnage going down here. Screeching brakes. More than M2 rode past me. Behind them, Emma M2. They're still about on station. I don't think they're going to catch up. And behind them, Claire Hall M1. Yeah, still looking about on station. I don't think any of those crews are going to catch up to the others particularly quickly. I think we're going to see three row overs there. Then I've got Jesus coming through, looking a lot stronger than poor old Kings M2, who are at the back and who are very tired at this point. They've had a lot of rowing today, so they are just going to row home. That's it for the crews coming past me, just to run you down the results again. So at the top, Pembroke bumped up on St. Cat's. Emma were bumped by Claire. Peterhouse are going to row over. Selwyn were bumped by Maggie. First and third bumped by Robinson. Trinity Hall bumped by Churchill. Girton bumped by Queens. Lots of bumps in the top of that division. I reckon Maudlin, Emma and Claire Hall are going to row over, as are Jesus and Kings M2. But Daisy, what can you see further up round Disson?
So I have Maudlin rowing right past me now, then followed by Emma, who are quite a way behind them. Claire Hall are closer to Emma than Emma are to Maudlin, but it doesn't look like they're really going for a bump at all. They're rowing quite slowly for a row over. Then behind there is Jesus, who are not too far behind. I mean, there could be a bump if anyone decides to put on a 30 speed, but there's about probably two or three lengths between Jesus and Claire, so probably not going to be a bump there. And then King's just coming past the plough at the end. So looks like four row overs, unless they decide to completely change their tactics. Back to you.
Thank you, Daisy. I think them looking at the crews as they disappear off round Ditton Corner, having gone past the plough, I think it looks like the bottom part of that division are all going to row over. So from Maudlin downwards, we reckon they're going to row over. There might be a surprise bump at the end, of course. We will confirm that with you later. But that's really it from the river for M3. We've had a lot of bumps there. We've had, let me just count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 bumps, which is pretty good going for a division. And the crews who bumped further down just pulling out LMBC putting foliage in their hair. Jesus, of course, don't wear foliage because, of course, it's expected that they bump. So John's college must be very happy with Maggie celebrating with their lovely foliage as they have bumped up today, as have Pembroke M2, who are now top of the M3 division and will be the sandwich boat in the M2 division later on. But so we reckon that there have been 6 bumps between St. Cat's and Pembroke, Emma and Claire, Selwyn and Maggie, First and Third and Robinson, Trinity Hall and Churchill and Girton and Queens, and everyone else we reckon have rowed over, but of course we will confirm that with you later.
97.2
Cam FM.
It's time for some results.
So here we have the results from M3 race coming up live from the river. Hello, Daisy, are you there?
Yes, okay, so here are M3 results. Pembroke M2 bumped up on St. Cat's M2. Claire M2 bumped up on Emmanuel M2. Peterhouse M2 rode over. Lady Margaret M3 bumped up on Selwyn M2. Robinson M2 bumped up on First and Third M3. Churchill M2 bumped up on Trinity Hall M2. Queens M3 bumped up on Girton M2. Maudlin M2 rode over, as did Emmanuel M3. Claire Hall M1 also rode over. Jesus M3 rode over. And the sandwich boat Kings M2 also rode over. So there are the results for the M3 division.